Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 23. Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalakutam Chikam Sayapadyayat Apyasadvi Lebe Gatim Darat Yuchitam Tatonyam Kamvadayalum Saranam Brajema Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalakutam Jigam Sayapayayat Apyasadvi Lebe Gatim Dat Vyuchitam Tatonyam Kam Vadaya Lum Saranam Vrajema Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalakutam Jigam Sayapayayat Apyasadvi Lebe Gatim Dat Vyuchitam Tatonyam Kam Vadayalum Saranam Vrajema.
Yes.
Vaishnavas. Sadvi Ebe Gatim Dat Ruchitam Tatonyam Vadayalum Saranam Vrajema Aho Alas Baki The She Demon Putana Jam Whom Stana of her breast. Kala deadly. Kutam poison. Jigamshaya out of envy. Apayayat, nourished. Api, although. Asadri, unfaithful. Lebe, achieved. Gatim, destination. Datri Uchitam, just suitable for the nurse. Tata, beyond whom. Anyam, other. Kam, who else. Va, certainly. Dayalum, merciful. Saranam, shelter. Vrajima, shall I take? Translation. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? Translation, please repeat. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? Purport. Here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemy. It is said that a noble man accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee Jasoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or a shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't matter the slightest difference. Doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living creature, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? So this chapter is entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna. Now, I was asked to start a series of classes that would go through to the Janmashtami. And every day, some story and pastime, an instruction about the position of Lord Sri Krishna. So today we're starting in the morning, and also I believe in the evening there'll be other classes and so on. But anyway, here Uddhava speaking to Vidura. Now Uddhava had spoke to Lord Krishna sometime before this, and Lord Krishna had told him that my Leela is coming to an end and I will leave the world, and he began to describe all the events leading up to that. And Uddhava, when he heard, he couldn't bear the thought of separation from Krishna, and he asked that he be not present, and he wanted to go with the Lord back to his abode. But Krishna said, no, I've got some further activity for you, and especially I want you to remain behind for some time more and travel to Bhadrikashram. Travel to Bhadrikashram and inform the sages about my pastimes and inform Sri Bhadrinarayan or Naranarayan. and all the sages there about my pastimes, especially explaining about my disappearance and so on, because they will be wanting to know all these things, and only they actually will be able to understand the nature of my person, the nature of my appearance and activities, and my disappearance. So I want you to go there and then come back, and you will go through Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, on the banks of the Jamuna, he met Vidura. He had heard about the disappearance of Lord Sri Krishna, but he wanted to confirm everything with Uddhava. So he began to question Uddhava about Krishna's disappearance. And Uddhava initially couldn't even speak. He became stunned. When he was questioned by Vidura, he became stunned. He was remembering Krishna. He became speechless. He began to actually manifest ecstatic symptoms. And then he again came back to the external consciousness and began to reply to the questions asked by Vidura. So now he's Uddhava's continuing. And he's describing in the previous verses and in this verse today the qualities and their character. He is mentioned by Prabhupada especially about the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the last part of his purport, he says that the Lord is so merciful and his character is so perfect that the Lord accepts the least qualification of a living entity but awards him the highest reward. And who else can I take shelter of? Who else can anyone really take shelter of other than, and who else can be more merciful than the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And he gives the example of Putana. Now, Putana was a specially empowered witch. And her specialty was in capturing little children and eating them. So Kamsa, before that, had gone around and conquered different kingdoms, and he had subjugated, he had heard of some wrestlers who were very famous and very strong and had defeated all others. Kamsa himself was very strong. He subjugated, he challenged this Mushtika and Chanura, and he said the deal was that if you defeat me, I'll become your slave, and if I defeat you, you'll become my slave. So he defeated them, and they had to come. Chanura and Mushtika had to come to... Now, there's a story about Mushtika and Chanura and some others, who formerly they were the sons of Brihaspati, and they were always going and wrestling with the Asuras. And so Brihaspati became very disturbed by that. You're supposed to be here learning, you're Brahmanas. But they kept doing it, and so he cursed them. You want to act like an associate in this way and wrestle, and then you take birth on earth and you can be restless. This is a previous life. And it is said that Putana even, Kamsa had subjugated her. She was a very powerful witch, very famous, in another part of India, on the east and around this area, a little bit south. And very famous, and he wanted to subjugate her. Now, it is said that in her former life, now I've read different accounts of this, that formerly she was Ratnamala. She was the daughter or either the sister or the daughter of Bali Maharaj in the former life, of Bali Maharaj. And when Lord Vamanadeva came to the Yajna of Bali Maharaj, she was so attracted to Lord Vamanadeva in his form as a small brahmachari, and she became affectionate like a mother. And she thought that he would be very wonderful to have as my son, and I would let him suck my breast as a son, as a child. So she was thinking in this way, and it is said that Lord Vamana granted her desire, but because she came in the Daitya family, she had to come as a Putana. Another story is that she was the wife of a Brahmana, and she got cursed by her husband to take birth as a she-demon. But anyway, the previous birth, and her name was Charumati in that account. Maybe different times she came. Charamati in one and Ratnamala in another. Anyway, she came back and she was Putana, and her attention being asked by, of course we know this story, being asked by Kamsa that to find out all the children who had just been born, and especially he wanted to find Krishna. So she came there disguised, she had the mystic power to change her form, the very beautiful woman. And she came, and we know that she had smeared her breast nipple with the poison, and she wanted to go and have baby Krishna suck her breast and kill him in that way. Now, Krishna accepted her offering of coming as a mother. Krishna could have killed her before she even came in the room. There's no problem. Krishna, and Prabhupada makes the point here, that Krishna in the form of the baby or the boy or grown up in Mathura or in Dwarka or in some other form, incarnation, he is no less the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he knows everything, he is all powerful. So he knew exactly what was going on with Putana. And he could have, even before she came, just by the raising of his eyebrow, even just by his desire, she could have been killed. But no, he allowed her to come. And she got past everyone, and Mother Jasoda was there, or Mother Rohini, all the ladies, everyone was there, coward men, and they just accepted her because she was so, she turned herself into such a beautiful woman that they, no one knew her, but she came. And they just thought, just by her appearance and her beauty, that she must be some very high class woman or a demigoddess even. So they just allowed her to go into the, she asked to go and see the young baby. So she came in, and Krishna accepted her. Allowed her to present her breast, and he sucked her breast in that way. So of course he killed her, sucked out her life force, but he rewarded her salvation. And in the right up to the Krishna Loka, he gave her a position, eternal position as a nurse in his household. So she got that from such a low position to such high position. And it's explained actually that we're so fortunate that Krishna has come and in the incarnation of Krishna, and after Krishna Lord Chaitanya has come, because previously in other ages, other days of Brahma, the Krishna didn't come, the incarnation of Krishna didn't come. Formerly would people would follow Varnashrama, maybe elevate themselves to heaven, maybe if they were very, very pure, they could get the liberation of the Vaikuntha. With the Krishna, isn't it explained in a way? With Krishna coming in this age and Lord Chaitanya, one can be by Krishna's mercy, one can be liberated even past the Vaikuntha, go to the Krishna Loka. Explained by the Acharyas. This is the mercy of the incarnation of Krishna, and of course we have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who followed Krishna. So from the lowest position, and so this is a very important point that Prabhupada makes, that Krishna accepts the least qualification of the living entity, but awards him the highest reward. This was the position of Putana. And such is the character. And Krishna always sees the good in someone. And that doesn't mean he doesn't see other things. He sees all. But he sees the what is the good qualities of a person. His essence is love and affection. And even if there's some small good quality, Krishna wants to fan those qualities and bring them up and reciprocate. But Krishna just reciprocates just in a way that is ultimately beneficial. There's many stories like, how Krishna is so affectionate to his devotee. There was one story of one devotee who, when Krishna went to visit him, that he was so full of love for Krishna and affection for Krishna, and he wanted to offer Krishna some nice fruits. He began to offer Krishna a banana. He peeled the banana, and instead of offering the banana, he offered the peel to Krishna. He was so, his eyes were full of tears, and he was choked. And he offered the peel to Krishna, and Krishna took the peel, and he ate the peel, and and he accepted the offering of that particular devotee. So he reciprocates in that way, but even such a demon such as Putana, and we know other examples, maybe like previously in the verses before, there was mention of Shishupal, who we know was formerly a Ravana, and before But anyway, Shishupal, there's a story of Shishupal who, that when he was born, he was a very unusual baby, an ugly-looking baby, that he was born with three eyes and four hands. And he brayed like an ass. So it was a very ugly child, and the parents were thinking that to abandon this child. So ugly and braying like an ass, very inauspicious. So they even thought to abandon this baby. But apparently one jinn came. This is the story, that one jinn came. This is like a manifest Buddha type of person came and said, no, don't kill the baby. This baby will grow up to be very strong and powerful. And no one will be able to kill him. Only one person will be able to kill him. And he is already born on earth. So the mother and father, who is that person? Oh, I cannot tell. I cannot tell who is that person. So anyway, many people came and visited the palace and saw the child. And the parents were wanting to know, maybe one of these kings or the queens or whoever. They did say, the jinn did say it was going to be a he. So the kings came, and so they, and actually the jinn said, now when the baby sees this person who is meant to kill him, his third eye will disappear. And if he sits in the lap of this person, then the other two hands will fall off. So when the parents brought so many guests, they were trying to find out who the person might be. So the kings, they brought the baby in front of the different kings, nothing happened. And they even put on the lap, nothing happened. But then one time Krishna was touring, and he came. And as soon as Shishupal saw Krishna, his third eye disappeared. And he sat Shishupal on his lap, his hands fell off. So the mother felt that she was crying, oh no, Krishna, don't do anything. She was begging Krishna, don't do anything. We have heard that you're the one meant to kill our son. Please don't. And then Krishna said, don't worry. I won't take any action. I will tolerate 100 insults before I take any action. So this was his promise to the parents. Of course, we know later on in the story of Indraprastha, when Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to do the Rajasuya Yajna, and he wanted to have Krishna as the chief honorary person and worshipable person, and all agreed, but some, especially Shishupal, didn't agree. And he got up in the assembly and was insulting Krishna like anything, one after the other. Why is he? So many others are more qualified than him. You know, he is just the son of a cowherd. How he can be the chief honorary person? So he went on. And everyone, and Bhishma was upset. He said many things. Bhima especially wanted to kill Shishupal. But he was, don't do anything. And Krishna, don't do anything. So he was one after the other, 5 insults, 10 insults, 20, 30, 50. Then Krishna began 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100 insults. Then Krishna stood up. Then everyone, Krishna standing up. And of course we know that he sent the Sudarshan Chakra. He separated the head of Shishupal from his body. But it was seen that one spark came from out of the body and went into the body of Krishna, and he attained liberation. Some say it was like a samipya, or not samipya, sayujya, some others say sarupya, merged into the body of of Krishna. So Shishupal, who was just hated Krishna, and did so many things against Krishna, but still Krishna gave him the liberation. So there's many stories like that of Krishna. Some of those who were very offensive were rewarded up to the highest position. Even we know the story of Kaliya. Kaliya had gone to a part of the Jamuna, and his poison was killed all the fish, and even the cows, they went to drink there, and they were killed. And then Krishna came there and he jumped on the hoods of Kaliya, dancing on the hoods, but causing so much pain and suffering to Kaliya. Finally, Kaliya could bear no more, and he just surrendered to Krishna. And Krishna actually said to him that please do not be dissatisfied with the pain I have caused you by my dancing on you so hard. But you had poisoned all the waters, and the cows were coming here and they were dying, and I had to protect the cows. So please don't be dissatisfied. But I have to banish you. So he banished the Kaliya. But we know that Kaliya is celebrated even today. He's a great devotee. Prabhupada once said that he may have gone to Fiji. they say there's one cave. I went to that area in Fiji where they said the cave is up in the hills where Kaliya was banished to that area. They say, Prabhupada said, he may have gone to the Fiji area. And he's still living. But he is celebrated, and in fact in Latoka we have one temple, Kaliya Krishna, where the temple is of the deity of Kaliya and Krishna, together, Krishna dancing. Mm-hmm. So Kaliya has got such a high position from such a low position, Krishna is seen dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. He is seen as a great servant and devotee of Krishna. So there's many stories we can tell of Krishna's elevating song. And this reflects his character and his mercy. His mercy especially to Shishupal, to Putana, to Kaliya, his character. In the previous verses there was some mention of his character, how he was living, how Vasudeva had carried baby Krishna to Braja, into the house of Nanda and Mother Jasoda, and left him there. And Krishna had grown up in Vrindavan. But when he went back to Mathura after some time, he went before Vasudeva and Devaki and he apologized. He said, I've been a bad son. He said, I've been a very bad son. I've lived in Vrindavan in fear of Kamsa. And you are my mother and father, and I have not looked after you. The duty of the son is to look after the mother and father, and I abandon you living in fear in Vrindavan. So I'm a very bad son. Please forgive me. I apologize. Please forgive me. And he touched the lotus feet of Mother Yasoda, Mother Devaki and Vasudeva. So here's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you see his character, how he even apologized for not being a good son, Vasudeva and Devaki. And we see another story of Sudharma Brahmana. I had the good fortune of visiting Dwarka not so long ago, and we went a little further to some other places, and there's another town, a little south on the coast, about 100 kilometers, a place called Puganda. Formerly it was called Sudharma Brahmana Puri, Sudharma Puri, because it actually is the town of Sudharma Brahmana. And also, it is now known as Puganda, and it's now also the Mahatma Gandhi took birth there, and there's a memorial there and everything of his birthplace. But in that town is a temple in the middle of the town, and in the temple there's a deity of Sudharma Brahmana. And people go there and worship Sudharma Brahmana on the altar. You know, they put him on the altar and his worship. And we know the story that he one time, because of his situation, he was a very poor Brahmana, very high scholarly Brahmana, but very poor. And his wife said, you went to school with Krishna, and he's now a big king in Dwarka. Maybe you can go there. And so Sudharma went there, and I have to take some offering. His wife went out. They were so poor, she went out and begged. She begged some rice. Just some chipped rice, not very high quality. She begged some rice from the people, because they were so poor they didn't even have themselves. And he took that and wrapped it in his cloth and as an offering to Krishna. But when Krishna and Rukmini, who were in their palace, when he came in, they got off their seat and they put him there and they worshipped him. You see, this is another example of the character of Krishna. that he is supreme. Now, generally, people, especially in Kali Yuga, their characters become very affected by the modes of material nature and very lowly. In Kali Yuga, they become people become of low character in Kali Yuga. They're especially affected. It is said that people, if they get beauty or learning or money, a lot of money, their character is very much affected. The money pollutes their character. Before, they may have even had a good character, but when they get money or they after money, they do all sorts of things. They steal, they murder, they do. So these things affect their character. They affect their character. Someone maybe have high learning, education, and they become very puffed up, become very arrogant. So that affects their character. Prabhupada actually mentions in the second canto about how the high learning and bad character go ill together. But people we see, they get high learning, they become very arrogant, look down at others. I am very educated, I am B.A.M.A., Ph.D., you are nothing. So their character becomes low. Or someone's very beautiful or handsome, their character is affected. Or with money, or with a high family. They can... But Krishna's character is perfect. And is always perfect character. No matter what the circumstance, no matter in what way he comes, he reciprocates just nicely. His character, his qualities... always perfect. We see even the story of I was reading about the story of Satyabhama, how she saw that Rukmini had been given one Parijata flower by Narad Muni. Parijata flowers from the heavenly planets, and she also wanted. So after Krishna took Satyabhama to fight with Narakasura on the back of Guru. After he was defeated, Krishna got back the earrings of Aditi and so many things that Narakasura, he went to the heavenly planets with the Satyabhama. So there, Satyabhama saw the Parijata tree. Krishna said, I'll give you the whole tree. Now, it's interesting about, I was reading about the Parijata tree and the flower. It's not ordinary because actually it's a type of Kalpa Vriksha tree that also exists in the spiritual world and it exists in heaven. It's a type of Kalpa Vriksha. This particular tree from heaven can fulfill all desires, and especially it produces any type of fruit. It doesn't produce just one fruit. It produces the flower, which is of exquisite fragrance. And produces any type of fruit. In other words, if you want mango, mango. If you want some orange, orange. If you want some apple, it gives the apple. Like that. And the fragrance, as I said, is very exquisite. So when Rukmini had that flower, and another quality of this flower is that it's ever fresh. It never diminishes. Just stays fresh. So she had this flower, and the fragrance was going everywhere. So Satyabhama also. But Krishna said, he gave a promise, I'll bring you the whole tree. So Krishna had gone to the heavenly planets to return the earrings of Aditi, that Narakasura, and so many other things that Narakasura, and he gave them back to Indra, other devas, and they were very glad to have them. And then he Satyabhama said, oh, there's the Parijata. So Krishna just took the tree. So then... Sachi and some other demigoddesses complained, oh, they can't take the tree from him. This is from the heaven. They're taking the tree. Krishna took the tree and put it on the back of Garuda. They can't take the tree. This is only meant to be in heaven. And so Indra, Sachi and others who went to Indra, they don't allow them. Why are you allowing? So Indra had to take action. And so he and other, all the devas fought with Krishna. And Krishna had to fight with the devas. He said he had given his, Prabhupada explained, he had given his promise. So he had to fulfill his promise to his wife. And he fought and defeated them all. And Prabhupada actually mentions about Indra. He said, just see Indra. And he mentions that Indra's heart was not completely purified even before he had poured down the rain on Vrindavan and tried to kill all the inhabitants of Vrindavan practically. And then he offered his obeisances. He came and he surrendered to Krishna. And yet here, Krishna had come back and given back the earrings of his wife and so many other things. And Krishna wanted to take... And still he... The Prabhupada says that it was not yet completely pure. He put it nicely. Not yet completely pure. So anyway, Krishna defeated them all and took back these. So there's so many stories of Krishna. So we're taking the opportunity leading up to Janmashtami now. Every day there's going to be the classes on Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, morning and night, leading up to Janmashtami. So we're remembering Krishna more and more, and we're coming up to Krishna's appearance. So Krishna has the character, especially here, as I mentioned, the character of Krishna, the merciful nature of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna. Krishna has qualities over and above all other forms of the Lord. We know from Nectar of Devotion that the jivas can have like up to 50 qualities of Krishna only partially. Like sometimes Krishna is very clever, he's very expert, very forgiving. So we also can, but partially we can have. Krishna has unlimited. And then Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva can have 55 of the qualities where they're ever fresh, they're never changing. Some of these qualities they have also, but not unlimited like Krishna. And then it is said that up to 60 qualities Lord Vishnu has, like universes come from his body. He is the giver of salvation. He is, has unlimited mystic perfections. So Vishnu has. But Krishna has extra qualities. And mentioned by Rupa Goswami, the four extra qualities and they're described in this way: Prema Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, these four. So his pastimes, Leela, his pastimes are unparalleled, especially his childhood pastimes. His childhood pastimes, and especially Rasa Leela pastimes. You don't find any other incarnation as such pastimes as Krishna. But this quality Krishna has, no other incarnation. We find Lord Nrisimha comes, Lord Vamana comes. They have so many pastimes. But not like Krishna, Krishna's pastime. Lord Ram comes, has so many pastimes. But exactly like Krishna, not even Lord Ram. So this quality Krishna has unique. And Leela and Prema, the love of... He's always surrounded by loving devotees. The love of his devotees. And his love to them. That is another quality. Rupa, his form. Krishna's form is the most beautiful. And it reciprocates. He becomes more beautiful reciprocating with the love of his devotees. And his most beautiful form is in reciprocation to Srimati Radharani. He exhibited his most beautiful form, Shamsunda, that is considered his most beautiful form. And he manifests that especially for Radharani. So each part of Krishna's body is perfect in itself. His eyes, he's got the lotus eyes, shank eyes, his fine hair, broad chest, long arms, his fingernails, every part is perfect and in total is supreme perfection. So the beauty, and then we have Venu Madhurya where he's playing of the flute. Krishna's flute playing is unique, and it is said that even one iota of the flute of Krishna far outweighs the sweetness of all sweet sounds of the world put together. And Krishna has three different types of flutes. Venu is the small one, and the Vamsi a little bit bigger, and Murali a little bit bigger. And he plays it is said that especially a very exquisite melodies on his flute. So these qualities only Krishna has. It is said that his first melody, when he plays that first melody, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot maintain their meditation. They break it. Their meditation is broken. They hear that. And on the second melody, it is said that the river Jamuna, instead of, it flows backwards. Cannot go or keep going in one direction. And the third melody, the moon is moving and just stops still, in stunned by this melody. And the fourth melody, it said the cows and all the other animals, the peacocks and the birds, they come running to Krishna when they hear this fourth melody. The fifth melody, all the gopis come running. And the sixth melody, it brings in the beautiful autumn season. Nice, beautiful autumn. And the seventh melody, Krishna brings in a mix of all the seasons by playing this melody. And the eighth melody, that is reserved for one personality. Who is that? Srimati Radharani. So he plays the eighth melody in Radharani. So these are such nice qualities that Krishna has over and above all others. So the qualities of Krishna, the merciful nature of Krishna, the character of Krishna, if we just remember, try to remember these things, and now Janmashtami is coming up, we try to increase our remembrance of Krishna, we have some hope. By the mercy of Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, we have some hope of going on the path back home, back to God. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Radha Madhava ki, Sri Panchatattva ki, Sri Milana Hare ki. Maybe we have some time for one or two questions. Hare Krishna. Anyone has a question they'd like to ask? Yeah. You got any microphone? Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Those stories are in various Puranas. So if you have those Puranas, and I have quite a few of them, and then you can find those stories of many stories like that of the previous lives of the Mushtika Chanura, Putana, and so many others like that. They're mentioned in the Puranas. There's one question here. I have Hare Krishna. As mentioned in the purport, we have to imbibe good qualities, even from envious persons. What to speak of devotees? Sometimes we tend to think badly of devotees, but then if we correct ourselves and remind ourselves about Vaishnava aparad and seek forgiveness from the Lord, can we counteract the thought of offences? How do we get rid of this mentality, Vaishnava aparad? Well, the Vaishnava aparad, we have to. Now, it's said the Vaishnava aparad is specifically counteracted. You have to follow the instructions of the sadhus and especially the guru. And they are explaining what to avoid as far as your activities physically and even subtly, what to avoid. Kutinati, nishti jachara, and all these jiva hims, all these different things. If you avoid, and you're practicing your Krishna consciousness very nicely, following all the principles, and hearing from the sadhus, hearing from the devotees, hearing from your guru, how to overcome the obstacles, there are nama aparads, Vaishnava aparads, guru aparad, all the different types of aparads, and if you listen and try to follow them, gradually, these anattas, which cause you to act physically wrongly, and cause you to have the bad thoughts, gradually they will be diminished. So here the question is specifically on the mental level, how can we be free from these thoughts? It takes some time, because at least physically we have to follow the regular principle, and it takes some time on the, we have to be patient, we have to follow, take some time on the mental platform, the bad thought comes. And Prabhupada explains, this is from their previous bad habits, sinful life. We sometimes lapse into even physically, go back to physically, physical bad activity, and of course the thoughts. So, but we have to follow the process very carefully, understanding what are these aparads. And especially Vaishnava aparad, is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, one purport, Prabhupada mentions if one wants to avoid, want to counteract aparad to the Vaishnavas, then one has to seek out an advanced Vaishnava and serve him, or serve her. Serve her, serve the Vaishnavas, serve all the Vaishnavas, and serve especially the advanced Vaishnavas. This will counteract. If you serve, and then serve with a proper mood, in a humble way. So Prabhupada specifically mentions this as a way to counteract, and then to the mentality that takes of practice following all the the prescriptions and so on and so forth. But one can, if you want to avoid, you have to humble yourself and actually do the opposite. Generally, you know, if we've got the bad thoughts, we may say bad things or may even take bad actions. But then if you have to bring yourself to actually serve those Vaishnavas, maybe even the same ones, but in a humble way, and that will counteract it. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Radha Madhava ki. Gaur Premanandi.